an emergency fund is great, but how can you ensure it's there when you really need it? Hi, I'm Rob West. It's easy to set aside money for a rainy day, but what happens when we start dipping into that fund for things that aren't truly emergencies? Today, we'll consider three questions you should ask before dipping into your emergency fund to ensure that the money's there when you need it. Then we have lots of great listener questions ahead, but we won't be taking your live calls today because this program is pre-recorded. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Well, the Bible is filled with pointed messages that we should take to heart and memorize so they pop into our heads when we need them most. One such verse is Proverbs 21:20, which, as you might expect, we cite fairly often here on the program. It reads, "Precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling, but a foolish man devours them." It's a warning against spending everything we earn, calling it foolish because it leaves us unprepared for the inevitable mishaps of life on earth. Most of us have experienced a financial emergency at some point in our lives. They may be relatively minor, a tire goes flat, or they could be significant, a huge medical bill hits. But whether minor or major, we all run into unexpected expenditures. Whether it's our cars breaking down or a random house repair, we can avoid stressful times through some financial preparation. An emergency fund is one of the best tools around in financial management because while it's important to have a strong offense in building wealth, you equally need a strong defense. You want an introductory emergency fund, generally between $1,000 and $1,500, that sufficiently covers most minor emergencies. However, once you've paid off all your debt, besides your mortgage, and you're receiving your company's match, if you have one, it's crucial that you increase that emergency fund to 3 to 6 months' worth of living expenses to protect yourself from a more significant financial crisis, like a job loss. This larger fund acts as a safeguard, helping you avoid unnecessary debt when major financial disruptions occur. However, having an emergency fund is only half the battle. The other half is knowing when it's appropriate to use it. It's easy to dip into those savings for non-emergencies, but doing so can leave you financially vulnerable. So, how do you determine if an expense qualifies as an emergency? Here are three questions to ask before tapping into your emergency fund. Question 1. Is it urgent? Does something need to be fixed or bought right now, or can we wait and save up for it? If a so-called emergency can wait, it most likely doesn't fall into the emergency category. If you're unsure whether something constitutes an emergency, try waiting 30 days before using your emergency fund. Obviously, that doesn't work if it's a car repair job and you only have one car. But if you have two cars, maybe it can wait until you've saved up something to put toward the repair. Question 2, is this necessary? Sadly, our purchases and debt struggles demonstrate that many people struggle with discerning between a need and a want. For instance, buying a new car is a want, not a need. If you need transportation now, opt for a cheaper used vehicle and save up for a more reliable one over time. Question 3, is this really an unexpected expense? There's a huge difference between getting fired and forgetting to save up for Christmas presents. Birthdays and Christmas happen at the same time every year, so these are not considered unexpected expenses, no matter how poorly we've prepared. These questions will prevent you from using emergency funds on things that don't fall into that emergency category. If we can honestly answer yes to each one, then go ahead and use the fund. But does that mean you should just wave your debit card at it and make it go away? Not at all. You still have to be careful even when emergency fund spending is justified. Make sure you spend as little as possible. Use the car example again. You may have an accident and need major repairs that are not covered by insurance. Hopefully you've been saving for a new car anyway. You can then use some or all of that money for repairs or replacing the vehicle if need be. That will minimize the hit on your emergency fund. Also, before using emergency funds, take a serious look at your budget to find any areas you can trim. Can you temporarily reduce regular spending to make your emergency money go further? That will also help you rebuild your emergency fund as quickly as possible and back up to the ideal 3 to 6 months of living expenses. And one final and important note, you always want to have sufficient savings so that in times of scarcity, you can still give generously and save what you need to and live with peace of mind. I hope that's helpful. As I said, we're off today, so don't call in, but we've got some great calls lined up in advance, so we'll go to those just around the corner. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Albert King was a famous 20th century guitarist. He famously sang, "Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die." And he's right. Death is one of the greatest fears we have. No one knows when or how it will happen, but unless Christ returns first, we know it will happen. King David, though, was not afraid. He knew that his shepherd was with him, and he wrote, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So, when you're in a dark valley, look to Jesus. He is there, and He can and will comfort you and lead you to rest. Try out Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hey, if your travels for work or pleasure take you out of town, take AFR with you. You may already know you can listen to the AFR app on your phone, but wait, there's more. If your vehicle is equipped with Apple CarPlay, it can open the AFR app directly. That means you get easier control, and that means it's safer. Safer to use so you can stay informed on what you need to know to keep your family safe. And if you don't already have the AFR app, get it today. It's always free in the App Store.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
I'm delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. My name is Rob West, and I'm ready to dive into your calls and questions today. But first, we'd like to see what's happening in the news that you might need to be aware of. And this one, unfortunately, is related to scams. Imposter scams have taken a troubling new turn, affecting investors seeking financial advice online. Now, traditionally, these scams involved criminals posing as government agencies or well-known companies using emails, texts, or phone calls to trick victims into giving up money or personal information. However, scammers are now shifting their focus to WhatsApp and similar platforms posing as trusted financial advisors. Here's the latest on how these scams work. First of all, scammers set up fake chat rooms, making them look like they're hosted by real and sometimes well-known financial advisors. They do this by pulling legitimate information from these advisors' websites or maybe from their social media profiles. That gives the chat rooms an air of authenticity. Then, to lure in unsuspecting investors, the crooks initially share mainstream financial advice and market commentary, which builds trust and credibility. So then once the users feel comfortable, the scammers try to rope them into various schemes. They may offer trading advice in digital currencies or other assets, or maybe they'll ask for fees in exchange for personalized financial services. No matter the offer, it's all a ploy to steal sensitive personal information and money. Now, here's what investors need to know. This is a key idea. Legitimate financial advisors in the United States are highly regulated, and they're prohibited from using platforms like WhatsApp to give financial advice or to promote their services or even to solicit clients. They also aren't allowed to use social media to provide specific investment advice. And so if they're doing that, you can just assume that they're not legitimate because it's not legal. Now, if you're looking for financial advice, always ensure that you're dealing with a registered and licensed professional through office channels. And if something feels off, well, it probably is. Your instincts are right, and you should avoid these new sophisticated imposter scams. Now, this is a great time for me to remind you as well that here at Faith and Finance Live, we recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. These are men and women who've met high standards, including achieving the only industry-accepted designation around biblically wise professional financial advice. That means they've gone through a 60-hour university-based course, passed a proctored exam. Beyond that, pastor and client references, statement of faith, code of ethics, annual continuing education. Not to mention that on top of all of that, they've had a regulatory review and met an experience requirement. It's a high bar. And because of that, and that's the way we want it, we can feel good about you connecting with these folks. So I'd interview two or three always, but you can find one in your area when you head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com. And when you do so, just click find a professional. Hope that helps. But yeah, be on your guard against these imposters out there. They are getting very, very creative. All right, let's dive in today. We're going to begin with Sue in Pennsylvania. Sue, go right ahead.
Yes, I am going to turn 65 this December, and I'm facing the Medicare decision. So I wondered, what about the health sharing ministries? Would that be a good option in addition to Medicare or instead of Medicare?
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly could be a great add-on for Medicare, and they call it Senior Share at Christian Healthcare Ministries, and really is kind of a bonus on top of to cover some of those things that aren't covered by Medicare. And so I would look at it and explore that specifically for you. When you go to chministries.org, you're specifically going to want to look at Senior Share. And that particular program is meant to kind of work in tandem with Medicare, but again, provide benefits beyond that. So I think it could be a great addition to your healthcare strategy, not only the extra benefits and being able to offset some additional medical costs, but the community aspect to it as well. So you can just head to chministries.org, Sue, and that would give you everything that you need.
Right. Okay, just one other question. Do you know if CH Ministries covers functional medicine doctors as opposed to traditional?
I believe they do, but what you would want to do is, give them the specific information about the doctors that you've been working with. But yes, my understanding is they do cover the functional doctors in addition to traditional.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, Sue. Call anytime. To Lawrence, Kansas. Stan, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, I'm 39 now and I've never saved for retirement, and I have a job where I'm able to, and I just have nowhere. I don't know where to start.
Yeah. So tell me about the option you have available to you, Stan. You said I have a job where I'm able to, but you haven't started. What does that look like?
Oh, it just means I make way more money than I've ever made before, so I have just a lot of money just laying around, I guess.
Okay, very good. And that's certainly a helpful starting place. What do they have that they've offered to you? Do they have a 401k or something like that?
Oh, the company has not. I just need, it just need to be more personally responsible with my money.
Got it. Okay, so they've not offered you, or nor do they have available a retirement plan for employees?
No, sir.
Okay, and are you self-employed working as an independent contractor, or are you
W-2? A
W-2. Okay. Yeah, so the starting point would be a Roth IRA. Are you single or married?
Single.
Okay, so you could put in $7,000 into an IRA this year, and that would be a great beginning point. But you're quickly going to get to the end of that. And so then you're going to want to look at other options beyond that. Because you're W-2, it does create some limitations. How much do you think you'd have available to be able to put into a retirement plan?
About $2,000 a month.
Okay. Yeah. So $24,000 a year. So what you perhaps might want to look at is something called an individual 401k. An individual K is what it's called. And it's for those who don't have a 401k offered by their employer. That would be one option. Another would be you could basically use an insurance product to save. Normally, I don't recommend those as a first option, but when somebody's run out of their investment options or retirement options because either they don't have them available or they've maxed it out and they're trying to catch up, you could use an insurance product. Here's what I would probably do. I'd probably sit down with an advisor who could look at your situation and advise you on the very best strategy. In the meantime, go ahead and open that Roth IRA. You could do that at Fidelity or Schwab, and then you could start putting in, you know, a couple of thousand a month until you get to the 7,000 cap, and get that invested in some good stock mutual funds that could grow for the future. And then you could find a CKA at our website, faithfi.com. Thanks for your call, sir. Let me mention, folks, if you haven't checked out the FaithFi app, we'd love for you to do that. Think about this. Inside the app, there is a community of stewards that are sharing best practices, asking questions, encouraging each other on their stewardship journeys, and there's no cost to participate in that. Also, all of our broadcast archives are there, and we bring together the best content in biblical finance anywhere in our Learn tab. And then you could also use the money management, the spending plan portion, if you want. It's based on Larry Burkett's digital envelope system. It's all in the FaithFi app. Go to faithfi.com and click app. You can download it today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you're shopping for toothpaste, does suggested profanity in their commercial cause you to be more likely to buy it? No. You want clean teeth, fresh breath, and maybe some whitener, right? Well, Hello needs to hear that the implication of foul language doesn't increase your desire to buy their toothpaste. In fact, the opposite is true. Please sign the petition at 1millionmoms.com asking Hello to cancel their strangely noticeable commercial and be more responsible in their ads. 1millionmoms.com.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal in this program, to be encouraging to you, to be reverent as we approach God's Word, to be hopeful, to be wise, even to provide you expert financial advice. We do that in the objective, ultimately, of helping you be that wise and faithful steward, realizing that money is not an end, it's a means to an end. It's a tool to accomplish God's purposes. It all belongs to Him, and there are real stewardship implications. I need to be faithful in a little. I need to maintain an eternal perspective. I need to hold it loosely and give it generously. I need to understand that I don't have ownership rights. I have stewardship responsibilities, and the list goes on. But it's a game changer when we understand that and really see God as our ultimate treasure, not anything found in this word. I hope that, I hope that that's your primary takeaway each day as you join us here on this broadcast. Call with those questions, but also call with those testimonies, because we want to hear how God has been at work in your life financially. That's an encouragement to others. And in fact, we have one of those testimonies right now. Key is calling from Flintstone, Georgia. Key, share your story with us.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I heard a lady, and she was real leery about the Christian finance program. And so a couple of years ago, me and my husband were barely getting by. We had about $40,000 in credit card debt. And I heard it on the radio, so I called. And we were paying like $1,600 a month just in credit card bills. And they got us down to $925 a month. And then we were able to, of course, my mother passed away, but we were able to take some money and pay it off early. And we are currently debt-free with credit cards.
Wow, that's incredible, Key. Man, I'm so thrilled to hear that. I can imagine. Now, you were able to drop the monthly payment, so you were sitting up at around 3% or so. They dropped you down to about 2.3%, but obviously those interest rates came down quite a bit, didn't they?
Yes, because the interest rates that we were paying, because we had so many credit cards, it was a high rate.
Yes.
And my credit score wasn't good, nothing. And so when they looked it over, they dealt with the credit card people, got the interest. I guess they got it stopped or lowered.
Yes.
And we were able to get out, something that I never thought we would ever be able to do.
Key, how does that feel to know that you're debt-free now?
It feels awesome. Even though I lost my mother in the, she left us money too. So that kind of helped us pay it off a little early. But
yes,
that is the best decision we ever made, was to go through the Christian credit counseling. Best decision.
I'm so delighted for you and your husband, Key, and I'm so thankful that you took the time to share this story. What would you say, just last question, what would you say to somebody who's listening today, who's where you were when you had that 40,000 and just feels like there's not any hope for them?
I would say call Christian Credit Counseling. Give them your debt. They were very nice, very understanding. See what they can do for you. Because like I said, we were paying like $1,600 a month, and they knocked our payments down to $925.
Yeah. Boy, that's incredible.
So so much money we could pay off early.
All right. That's great. Well, Key, thank you for calling today. All the best to you and your husband, and we appreciate you being a regular listener and for sharing your story. By the way, folks, if you find yourself in that position and you'd like to connect with our friends at Christian Credit Counselors, you can do that at ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. If you'd rather email info@ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Thanks, Key. Let's go to Arkansas. Dawn, go ahead.
Yes, my daughter has saved money for a down payment for her first house, so really proud mama moment. And her credit score is actually in the 770s, but wow. I think that 780 is kind of a magic number to get a better rate. And so wondering what I can tell her that she could do in order to increase her credit score quickly, easily. And I'm also particularly wondering, she's never gotten a credit card. And so she knows that she needs to be a good steward of that. And should we, in order to increase her credit utilization, would it be a good idea to get a credit card? That way, as long as she keeps it paid off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's fabulous that she has that 770 score. I would say that in terms of a score, really anything between 760 and 850 is considered excellent credit. And she's going to qualify for the very best interest rates and terms on loans, mortgages, and credit cards. So, you know, she's already there with regard to the credit score. The only thing that may be at her disadvantage is just the income that she has because she's just starting out. So there's really not a whole lot else that she needs to do specifically related to that credit score. I mean, if you wanted to continue to try to get it up, I think certainly she could go out and get a credit card, whether it's secured or unsecured, and just put a budgeted recurring charge on it that she pays off every month and keep that credit utilization very low. That will continue to push it up. And then, of course, just being an on-time payer every month. And then as she continues through her life, that history, the longevity that just takes time by nature of it being what it is going to help her. But at this point, it's not going to be her credit score that's going to hold her back. Above 760, she's got everything she needs. It really is going to come down to income. So I don't think there's anything you can do about that, because I wouldn't recommend that you be a co-signer. I've got to take a break, but let me remind you, our team is away from the studios today, so don't call in, but we have lined up some great questions in advance. So when we come back, we'll dive into those as we apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. More calls just around the corner on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
While the recent elections will produce changes, I pray that it will include helping to defend persecuted Christians around the world. I'm Sam Rohr, host of Stand in the Gap Weekend, heard Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Join Drs. Isaac Crockett, Gary Dull, and me as we discuss persecution in Pakistan and pastoral training in Kenya. Our focus will be reports from afar. You'll be informed and encouraged by these on-the-ground reports. Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Every day we hear life-changing stories from listeners just like you who see money and possessions as tools to invite more people into God's kingdom. Instead of chasing wealth, you've chosen to embrace God as your source of love and provision. At FaithFi, we're passionate about meeting people where they live and work through our national radio program, app, resources, and website to influence widespread positive change in our culture. Please consider becoming a monthly partner at faithfi.com/give.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Our team is away today, so don't call in, but we lined up some great questions in advance, and we'll be going to those here in just a moment. Let me also remind you that the advice that I give each day on this program is general in nature. We offer principles and ideas that apply at a high level. They are not personalized, so that's why you should always seek professional financial advice. And if you'd like to find a professional who shares your values, we, of course, here at Faith and Finance Live recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. These are men and women who've met high standards, and they've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision-making. You can find one at faithfi.com. Let's go to Chicago. Eddie, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Edie, not Eddie.
Edie, my apologies. Go right ahead, Edie.
That's okay. We have a great-grandchild who has special needs, and he will probably never be able to work as an adult. My husband has a small annuity that he's thinking of transferring to this child. But you talked one time about some type of a vehicle other than a trust, because you said if money was put in a trust, it might affect the government benefits that he would be getting.
Yes. However, there is a special kind of trust that would serve very well for this purpose, and it's called a special needs trust. So there's two types of accounts that people are most familiar with or should be familiar with in the event that you have a child or somebody in your life that has special needs. The first is a special needs trust, which is kind of the granddaddy of them all. You can put in significant assets of really any kind into it, and it will not prevent the recipient or the beneficiary from ever being prevented to get government assistance, and it's tax advantaged. There's also an ABLE account, A-B-L-E account, but in terms of annuities, I don't believe the annuity can go into the ABLE, but it should be able to go into the special needs trust. So you don't want just kind of a generic revocable trust. You want a specific kind of trust for those that have special needs. And they can be funded with non-probate assets like life insurance and annuities. So what I would do is connect with an estate attorney who specializes in these types of trusts, Edie, because this is the vehicle that will serve this particular individual well throughout his or her life, and make sure that to the extent you have assets, you or other family members that you want to fund it with, that those will be available, but also that that will not prevent them from taking advantage of government assistance. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, a special needs trust.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the one you had mentioned previously was an ABLE account, and you're saying that that cannot be funded with an annuity?
That is correct. So you could have an ABLE account alongside a special needs trust, and there are certain expenses that could be paid out of the ABLE account that make it more effective. And so a lot of times using them together can make some sense, but the ABLE account would have to be funded with cash and cash equivalents. The annuity would have to go into the special needs trust.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Rob. I love
Yes,
the program.
Ma'am. Well, thank you, Edie. That's very kind of you. Call anytime. Let's go to Missouri. Hi, John. How can I help?
Yes. For one, I want to give a testimony. I've been listening to Larry Burkett to now today. I've been listening for lots of years. And my wife and I are debt-free, and we have a decent IRA, and we also have some money left over from starting a business. I did a ministry helping people with addictions, and I started buying houses and contract deed to people that had messed up their credit but had rebuilt their life with sobriety. And as they paid us off, because we always put a 3 to 5 year balloon so that they could rebuild their credit and refinance, we have some money that we need to find somewhere safe to put it. And we've been high yield interest rate, about 5.5% through a money market. And I know those are getting ready to go away and go way down. And so I just wanted to know if there was a safe place to put that to invest it without long term. I want to be able to buy my mom's house in the future for my sister. Yeah. And so I need to keep that money kind of available.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense. So first of all, thanks for sharing your story and for the great work you're doing to serve so many, John. With regard to this money, do you have any idea what the time horizon is on this?
No, I have no clue. My mom could live a month or she could live 5 years. Who knows?
Got it.
I just know that me and my sister have discussed me buying, you know, there's just two of us, so my wife and I are going to buy the half from my sister, so I need to keep the money available, but I need to put the money somewhere because interest rates are getting ready to go down.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I mean, really, for you to keep, you know, complete liquidity on it and still get a decent yield, I mean, high-yield savings is still your best option right now. It could be that money markets will be a little bit better in the future, but right now, I'd just stick with high-yield savings. Anything else is either going to add an element of risk or it's going to reduce your liquidity. So, you know, you could buy a treasury bond, but you're going to have to lock it up for a period of time in order not to have the risk that the price of the bond falls. With a CD, you have the risk of the penalty if you need the money early. So I think right now you need to stay just in that, in the high yield CD category, or excuse me, the high yield savings category or money market. That's going to give you the safety and the liquidity. And yes, you know, the rates are probably not going to be as attractive a year from now as they are today, but that's okay. They'll still be better than probably, you know, the last 20 or 30 years averages. And the goal for you is the return of your money, not the return on your money. And so, you know, we want to keep it safe. We want to keep it liquid. And unfortunately, that's going to really limit your options.
Okay. All right. I just was hoping there was some kind of a product out there that was totally safe, that was, you know, I could cash in whenever I needed it.
No, unfortunately, I don't have that silver bullet for you, but I would keep an eye on bankrate.com because they're pretty much the best source for folks, you know, just to monitor who has the best rates at any given time. You might want to check that every 6 months or so. Also, our friends at Christian Community Credit Union, they've got some pretty compelling products as well. And if you want to partner in the
banking area that's aligned with your values, that would be a great choice. Just go to joinchristiancommunity.com. John, thanks for your call, sir. We appreciate you being on the program today. We're going to be taking your questions here in the final segment of the broadcast, talking to Eric first in the next segment. He wants to know about investing in a way that's faith-aligned. And boy, that whole faith-based investing space is just really exploding. I'm so excited about some of the new products, plus the existing products that are already in that space, as we see more and more believers not only deploying God's resources through their charitable giving, but also in faith-based investments where the companies they're investing in are really doing some incredible things to love their neighbors and promote human flourishing and still provide a compelling return for the investors at the same time. So we'll talk about that with Eric. Back with much more right after this. Stay with us.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly 3 decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
We're so glad you're along with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Our goal, our hope and prayer for you is that you would see God as your ultimate treasure as we explore God's word as it relates to money decisions. We'll go out to Indiana. Eric, go right ahead.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. And you did a good job teasing before the break with what my question was. As my wife and I are looking to align our finances and our investments with in a faith-based, I guess ETFs is kind of the way we're looking, just to capture the market, overall movements. Didn't know what if this was a good strategy, diversification between small cap, large cap, index, if there were certain ETFs that you would, recommend with low ERs and just kind of point us in a decent direction. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So you manage your own investments, make your buying and selling decisions, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, very good. And you're wanting to limit it to ETFs, not use mutual funds. Is that right?
No, not necessarily. Just
okay.
That's just what we've done in the past.
Got it. Yeah, makes sense. Well, I love that. And a couple of thoughts. I mean, just kind of with traditional investments, our friends at soundmindinvesting.org could be a great resource for you with when they publish every month their buy and sell list using mutual funds. And that's a proven strategy that goes all the way back to Larry Burkett's days. And a lot of our listeners have found success with that. Specifically in the faith-based investing area, let me give you a website to go to faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. That's faithandinvesting.com/faithfi. You can download their free PDF, and they have a listing of basically all the faith-based investing investment managers. And it'd be worth you just kind of looking into each of those. A couple that I will highlight. One is Eventide is just a great faith-based investing fund family. You can check them out on the web, Eventide Asset Management. They've just released their most popular fund is their dividend fund, and they just came out with an ETF version of it. And it's, I mean, the returns are stellar. The stories are incredible, kind of what they're investing in and how they apply what they call Business 360, where it looks at just how the business is creating human flourishing and loving their neighbors across all of their stakeholders, you know, clients and customers, supply chain, employees, you know, even people in the surrounding area of the actual plant from an environmental standpoint. So they have a really compelling strategy, but it's, you know, screened for faith alignment for Christian values. So that would be one to check out. But I think if you get that fund family list there at faithandinvesting.com/faithfi, that would be a great start. And again, if you want more of kind of a guided strategy that's more of an active approach using momentum strategies and a rules-based approach, that's where soundmindinvesting.org could come in. But hopefully that'll give you some great options. I would also mention you'll see on that list Inspire. That's one of the faith-based investing investment managers. They've come out with some really creative options recently. One that is basically a replacement for the S&P 500. It's a low-cost option. I think it's 9 basis points, so less than 0.1%. And it basically mirrors the indexes, but just eliminates the companies from the index that might conflict with your values as a Christian. And so if you want kind of an index play, that's a Christian screened approach to that, again, very low cost. So that might, you know, have a place in your portfolio as well. Do those sound like good options, though?
Yeah, Inspire was the one that we were looking at, but I didn't want a name drop on here.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
But you were or weren't allowed to say.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's completely fine. So Inspire, Eventide, or all two of, you know, those are two of the ones that you'll see on that list. But then there's One Ascent and Guidestone and others, Timothy, that you'll want to check out as well, because, you know, they all have kind of their own specializations. And, you know, there's probably 13 or so that are, you know, really significant investment managers in the faith-based space now.
Wonderful. Thank you, Rob.
All right, Eric. God bless you, bud. Take care. Let's go to Illinois. Hi, Sydney. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to thank you for your show and tell you how much I've learned from you. And I just wanted to share a testimony about our faith and how it drives our finances. Sure. As a church, we recently read the True Riches book, and it caused my husband and I to look at our finances differently, our earning and our spending and our savings. And during that time, I was offered kind of a promotion. And as we're negotiating pay, I was reading John Wesley talking about earning as much as you can to give as much as you can and having this kingdom-minded mindset about your finances. And so I'm just kind of in the process of praying how God's going to provide and what he's going to provide and then how I can turn around and build that right up into the kingdom. And we're just seeing what a contrast that is to what we were taught and what we're seeing in the world.
Wow. Boy, Sydney, I'm so grateful you called and shared that story. John Cortina is the author of that book, True Riches, along with his co-author, Greg Balmer, are good friends. John actually is a contributor here on FaithFi, and he's a faculty member at adjunct faculty at Kingdom Advisors. He's actually, right now, I'm not participating in it because I'm here hosting the program, but he's actually right now leading a session on setting a financial finish line for a couple of hundred 100 Kingdom Advisors. And, you know, he's just got such great insights on this topic. But he would be so thrilled to know, and I'll share this with him, that it was an encouragement to you and the others in your church. And you're right. I mean, this is countercultural. You know, this is not what the world teaches. And yet when we see God as our ultimate treasure and money a tool, and we kind of live according to and live through a biblical worldview of money management, it's a game changer. What are some of the big changes you and your husband are praying through right now as a result of going through that study?
Sure. Right off the bat, we decided to cancel Amazon Prime, and not because of the, you know, annual fee of it, but because of what it, like an attitude of materialism and instant gratification, and kind of like this consumerism where as soon as a thought comes in our head that we want something, it's just so easily accessible. And so we've decided by canceling that, that we have to be a little bit more intentional about our purchases. That's big, having teenage daughters. And then also how we want to spend our money investing into people. And we're kind of newlyweds, been married a year, combined our incomes. And sure, we're tithing, but we're trying to learn how to be generous above the tithing, you know, and just, you know, realizing, like you said, that it's God's and we're just the managers. But there's a particular section in the book where a doctor decides to live like a nurse. And so what we're trying to learn is what is enough to live on. And we've only been married a year, so we're still trying to figure things out and how we're going to live. But like it really changed the way that we decided to look at our finances moving forward. So we love it.
That's powerful. I love that, and I'm so grateful that you shared your story today. By the way, folks, pick up a copy of this book. It's called True Riches, What Jesus Really Said About Money and Your Heart by John Cortinez and Greg Ballmer. Sydney, I really appreciate you calling today. I'll share your encouragement with John. Thanks for being on the program. Let's finish up today in Grand Rapids. Kiara, I'm so glad that you called today. I understand you're looking for some help with your finances. Tell us what's on your mind.
So I'm 12 years old. I turn 13 in 2 months. I get an allowance of $100 a month, and I want to learn how to save and invest my money better.
I love that. Boy, you know, this is the time to start thinking about that. And I think, you know, the first big idea is that God created us to be workers and we're to work diligently. And you're learning the value of that. And then we want to see money as a tool, because we recognize that everything you have, that $100 a month that you're getting and everything you will get, it all belongs to God. But here's the big idea, Kiara, is that we have the opportunity to manage it for God. And so we need to know what God thinks, because that's the way we manage it wisely. And so I think, you know, as we start thinking about how to handle this, it really comes down to spending, saving, and giving. And we need to balance all three of those, because part of what God entrusts resources to us for is for us to enjoy. And so there's nothing wrong with spending to enjoy, so long as we think about how to use it in these other areas, including spending and giving. And really, I think the giving needs to come first, because in part, God entrusts to us his money so that we can be a blessing to others. And so I would just say to you, you know, as you work hard and as you have this blessing of this ongoing, I'll call it income or allowance, whatever it is that's coming into you, I would say if you can establish that rhythm right now of taking at least 10% right off the top. So in this example, it'd be pretty easy, $10 out of every 100 that comes in, and just automatically set that aside and perhaps bring that to church with you on Sunday. And then if you took another 10 to 20%, $10 to $20 and put it away for saving at a minimum, and then, you know, use the rest for spending, but be thoughtful about how you want to spend it, that would be great. Now, if you want to invest it, I love that idea as well. And a great website or smartphone app to use with your mom and dad is called Stash, S-T-A-S-H, Stash. And the great part about Stash is it allows you to invest using something called fractional shares. And so
even if one share of a company you like and you want to invest in is too expensive, it will allow you to buy a very small percentage of it, so you could even put in $10 or $20. So maybe divide that spending portion into a spending and an investing category and use Stash to pick a company that you like, invest in it, and then watch it grow over time. Hey, hang on the line and we'll get your information. I want to send you a great book, and thanks for calling the program today. We appreciate it. Folks, grateful to have you along with us today. I'm thankful for my team today, Adam, Devin, and Jim. Couldn't do it without them. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.